website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the truth book. You find in John 8, 31 and 32, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17, 17, he says, "Thy word is truth." And it's the truth of the word of the Lord that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. So as I remind you of truth, let me remind you that the source book for truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the book that multitudes today will let grow dust on their shelf or on their coffee table, maybe occasionally pick it up, but it's the truth book. It is the source book for all truth. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopia novel, 1984, made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be truthful today. If I can use that spin on the term, we find that multitudes today want to reject truth and refuse to hear truth. We're finding that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on a wholesale basis around the nation and across the globe, as a result of what we've seen taking place in Israel. Israel has declared war, not because they wanted war, but because they were attacked. There's no difference in Israel and what has happened with them and their attack than what happened in America with the 9/11. We were attacked. We didn't ask for it. And yet we find those today, that's Harvard University and other universities that formerly were prestigious centers of higher learning. Today they're saying that it's Israel's fault. Israel encouraged it. Israel asked for it simply because the Palestinians were eased out, squeezed out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The land in Israel is simply today's land is a postage stamp compared to the land that God gave the Jewish people. Go back and study the scripture. And you will find in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right page, left column in my Bible, that God gave Israel the land from the Mediterranean up to the Euphrates River, from the place that is called Syria today, down through what is called Saudi Arabia. All of that land was given to the Jewish people as their homeland, according to Genesis chapter 12, 13. 14, 15, 16, and 17, God gave them the land forever. So how long is forever? But yet because of the half-brothers, the battle between Isaac and Ishmael, there's been a brother or family fight for almost 4,000 years now. And that's what we see played out in Israel today. But don't let anybody deceive you. The land belongs to Israel, not to a so-called Palestinian group. There's no such ethnic group in the history of the world that's called Palestinians. That does not exist. They're the Arab jihadists that's now trying to work through Hamas and Hezbollah, which are simply puppets of Iran that's carrying out the attack on Israel. And it's something that we need to seriously pray about, asking God to protect the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. In fact, in the scripture, the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and following, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around the world, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone," that means a heavy stone, impossible to lift, "for all people, and all the burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the world be gathered together against it." We see that formation today. We see that being set in place. So I say that as the precursor to our broadcast today, that we pray for the peace of Israel. Psalms 122, verse 6 says that we're to do that. And may I say to you, I believe we need to recognize it. On the early morning news, I was noticing 6:30, 7 o'clock, one of the commentators made the statement that those that are gathering and demonstrating against Israel in New York and in D.C. and other places around the nation, they are between 25 and 45 years of age, according to the statistical survey on that, and they stand with the so-called Palestinians. They stand against Israel. They believe that Israel is the cause of what is taking place, and it's the furthest thing from the truth, as we stated the Word of God. I want us to be in the position that we can honor God with our position and stand on moral, ethical, theological, doctrinal, biblical, political issues. This is the reason, as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the Scripture. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement. Jim DeMint said, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a brief monologue before we start taking our callers. But let me remind you, we're talking about today, after COVID, what should we do? I've simplified it before. After COVID, what? After COVID, what should we do? How should we respond? For those that have taken the vaccination, how should you respond? What should you do? After COVID, what should we do? I know, ladies and gentlemen, there are multitudes listening to the sound of my voice today on this broadcast. They're saying, well, what do you mean, what should we do after COVID? Well, we're on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen, for seeing another push for COVID vaccines, for COVID mask mandates. I'm looking at a headline, no question, government policy was to encourage vax by every mean possible, short of force. This article in part says there was tremendous pressure to get vaccinated at tremendous societal cost or lose your job or potentially be excluded from shopping, as happened in many places in America, or being in a university. There was no question that the government policy was by every means short of force to encourage and to push the vaccinations. So we're going into the fall season and the winter season. We already have hospitals. There's one hospital organization that's in seven states. They've got 120,000 employees. They've already put them on notice, be vaccinated by November the 30th or lose your job. Now, how do you respond to that? How should we respond to it? What should be our response? There's an organization, ladies and gentlemen, called the Florida Freedom Keepers. I get tongue twisted. The Florida Freedom Keepers. And Brian Kennedy is with us today. And Brian's going to be talking about, Susan's here also. We're going to be talking about what should we do after the vaccination? What do you do after COVID? And it's, I don't know how to put this, Brian. I say after COVID, but yet it's not after COVID. We're still on the very threshold of watching the new push for COVID. So, Brian, first of all, thank you so much for being with us today. Looking forward to what we'll be able to talk about.
Thank you.
And entertain the questions from our listeners. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And we could talk about a thousand things. But I'm going to ask if you can limit your conversation, your questions and dialogue and discussion today around that subject. After COVID, what should we do? Perhaps you've had the COVID jab and you wonder what you should do. Perhaps you're in a position. Just talked with a lady, Brian, the other day. I was in a bank here in the city, and she's one of the bankers there carrying out business each day. And she was very, very sad to say that she had to get the COVID shot. And I said, why? What do you mean you had to? She said, well, my daughter and son-in-law said that I could not see my grandchild unless I had the COVID shot. And she said, I went ahead and did that in order to see my grandchild. Now, Brian, first of all, thank you for being with us. Thank you for what you're doing and for the Florida Freedom Keepers. Tell us something about Florida Freedom Keepers, not going into all of the detail at this point, but how did you become involved and what is the organization about?
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having us on the show. The Florida Freedom Keepers are a statewide medical freedom organization, and our ultimate goal is to empower communities, medical freedom warriors, if you will, to be educated, united, to be able to stand up for your constitutional rights and your God-given rights. We have active communities throughout the entire state of Florida, and our work is never done. It started well before COVID-19, and it looks like it's going to continue well beyond COVID-19. So here we are, and thank you for having us on your show.
We're delighted that you could be here. Brian, I'm looking at a headline that says, new face mask harm and COVID vaccine approved without any clinical trials. Talk with us, speak on the issue for a moment. Do we have any studies? Has there been any studies that validates the efficacy of a mask?
Actually, the contrary. We have more studies that show masks are harmful than we do that they are helpful. My experience, I actually work in for my full-time job. I work in restoration, so I'm well informed about PPE. Mm-hmm. And part of your certification, you learn about the different equipment that you must use going into a hazardous situation. And the moment, the very first moment that they told everyone unanimously, you need to wear a cloth mask to protect everyone else and yourself from a virus, instantly, spidey senses went off, red flags went off. I knew right off the bat, there is absolutely no way that this is a legitimate cause. Everything about this from the very beginning stunk to high heaven. Mm-hmm. And I knew it immediately. So to your question, there was a great study out of Germany, mm-hmm, that actually was a culmination of more than 6,000 studies, mm-hmm, of the efficacy of masks. And what it proved was that masks were more harmful than helpful. And we actually even proved that here in the state of Florida when we had counties that chose to mandate masks and counties that chose not to mandate masks, and there was no difference.
No difference.
So, yes, sir. We did that in 2021. So anything past 2021, we knew for a fact on a local level that masks had no beneficial use to protect anyone else from a virus.
And yet the former mayor, by executive order, every 30 days would continue his mask mandate for Duval County. He did that for six different edicts over a 180-day period of time, and it had no value whatsoever. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. Researchers find COVID vaccines casually linked to increased mortality, estimate 17 million deaths. Recently, Brian, in one of my pulpit messages, I happened to mention this article and the fact that, and it's a massive article, there's five pages on it, happened to mention that in the message that the COVID vaccine had killed 17 million people. Well, we got knocked off YouTube because they said I was giving disinformation for medical purposes, and a medical disinformation, they called it. So we're in YouTube jail until the 30th of December as a result of that. So I've told our people to find other sources and other platforms for us to put our message videos on. I'm not going to beg YouTube to let us go back on, and I'm not going to try to modify a message when we're telling the truth. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. AJ, do we still have Kenneth with us? Kenneth, if you would, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Number one, I'm going to just say a couple of things real quickly. Number one, our puppet needs to be prosecuted for giving them, for giving Iran $6 billion for five people. And Israel already said they're not going to, the Hamas going to kill the hostages. Israel attacks them with their citizens. I mean, what do they call them? Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of that concept before. But he needs to be prosecuted because he did it. And number two, okay, and I'm going to get off the phone. Number two, I have not heard about anybody that came across the southern border getting a shot. They're trying to keep this thing going. And like I said before, I've seen people driving in their car by themselves with the windows up with a mask on. And it's just it's fear. They're putting fear in our heart. And
Kenneth, you're exactly right. It's what's called mass psychosis. And we find that mass psychosis permeates society. In fact, it's gotten to the point, I believe, Kenneth, that multitudes of people look at it as a status symbol. I've seen people recently with masks on look like they had a super tailor to make them for them with beautiful fabrics, et cetera, et cetera. And one lady I saw with a mask on matched her dress. So I think it's become a status symbol that I've got a mask on. But you go back to your primary question and comment. Joe Biden not only needs to be prosecuted, I believe he's committed treason, high treason. He sold America out. We are a puppet today for China because Joe Biden has sold us out. Joe Biden can't say no to China. Joe Biden can't say no to Putin and Russia. Joe Biden can't say no to Vladimir in Ukraine because they hold all the secrets as to what he has done in selling America out. So you're exactly right. And what we see taking place in Israel is a travesty, because Joe Biden's $6 billion And he's had his spokespeople trying to convince the general public that that $6 billion has not been spent. It's on ice. They cannot use it other than for humanitarian purposes. And yet at the same time, if you're anybody has any wisdom at all, realize that money is fungible and you can use some money out of this wallet over here and knowing that you got the $6 billion over there. So it's a juxtaposition of words. It's a word salad that's being used today. But we need to pray for the peace of Israel. We need to pray that God will give the folk leadership in Israel wisdom as to what to do to protect the people. We need to pray that God will deliver us from the harm. I'm saddened to see that we have some Americans that have been killed, some Americans that are probably part of the hostage group, and yet we find silence with Joe Biden out of his Oval Office each day, where they so-called put a lid on that he's not going to speak after about 11 o'clock in the morning. He needs to be removed. And, you know, the scripture says we're to pray for those that are leaders, those are the prince, the potentates, and the presidents, as I paraphrase the text in 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. We're to pray for them, and I do. I say, God, remove Joe Biden, and thank you for doing it. So I don't know how he's going to do it, but we need to pray in that realm. But, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, Pastor, let me tell you this one right quick.
Okay. All right.
Look here. Right now, if Joe Biden leaves office and Kamala Harris coming in, there's going to be more wild.
Well, I've said for 2 years or a little better, Joe Biden will not be on the November 2024 ticket. I don't know how God's going to do it, but he will not be the candidate. I believe he's going to hold the place until the last minute and shift and put Kamala Harris in some place of leadership with a cushy job that you can't say no. And I believe Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama or someone like that will go in office as VP, and then Joe Biden will jump out of the race and that person will become the candidate. Now, that sounds like it's a conspiracy theory, but I've been saying that for 2.5 years, and I've noticed now several of the well-recognized commentators on television news are saying a similar thing, that Joe Biden will not be the candidate. So we need to keep praying, keep looking up, but we have on the horizon before us now some major, major events that I believe we need to recognize that's dealing with COVID. But Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. You're spot on with your analysis and what's said. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're here today with the Florida Freedom Keepers, Brian Kennedy. Brian, tell us I believe you call it the bus tour.
Yes, sir.
With the bus tour, talk about the bus tour, what you hope to accomplish with that. Where is the bus traveling? Will it be all over America, just in one state? Tell us about it.
So you asked us in the last show, what are some things that we can do, you know, after COVID, then
yes.
What? Raising awareness is paramount. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing with the bus tour, Children's Health Defense is hosting the bus tour. We're working with them throughout the state of Florida. The purpose of the bus is to raise awareness, hear stories from people who have been victim, vaccine injured, injured from hospital protocols, just in general harm through medical malpractice throughout the state of Florida. So in different locations throughout the state of Florida, 11 cities specifically, Children's Health Defense will be coming through with their bus. We're blessed to be able to come to your church, and we'll be here November 14th, and the bus will be here. And the purpose of the bus is to interview local citizens and to hear their stories, so that that awareness can be raised from for those that have not heard the stories, that are not getting through to the mainstream media.
Those that are listening to Communist Network News, they don't know the difference.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And you touched on it earlier. You know, censorship is one of our biggest enemies, mm-hmm. right now. The inability to be able to get truth out, mm-hmm. is something that we have to break down brick by brick by brick and basically form a parallel economy and choose different venues to be able to get get the word out. So this is a good option to do that. CHD has presented us with a phenomenal opportunity, and we're happy to help them.
Well, tell us, Brian, and we can talk further about it with the specific dates, times, and place. But how can a person give their, as we would call it in Christian circles, give their testimony, give their story? How can they be lined up so when the bus is in the Jacksonville community, what does a person need to do to be able to get lined up to tell their story?
We ask that you visit childrenshealthdefense.org/contact the CHD bus and give your information, give a short testimonial of what you would like to be interviewed about. You know, what is your story? And what that does is it allows us to make sure everybody gets a proper amount of time so they can tell their story and be interviewed by professionals in this field. Polly Tommy will be doing the interviews, and she is the star of the movie Vaxxed, which came out 7 years ago and honestly was the light bulb for a lot of people who hadn't put the two things together, that vaccines might actually be injuring people adversely.
When you talk about that, Vaxxed, I'm looking at the video, the cover on it, Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe. This video will be shown at First Conservative Baptist Church, November the 3rd at 7 p.m. Let me repeat that. Here at our church on campus, November the 3rd this year, 7 p.m., this video, how long is it? An hour, isn't it?
About 90 minutes.
And it will be shown, we will show it more than once if it is necessary for people to see it. The sanctuary will be open, and we'll be able to show this, and we'd be delighted to have you come. There's no ticket charge, no cover charge, no reservation need to be made. The doors are open at 6 o'clock. The video will be shown at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come and view that. I believe it's informative enough that it will be a benefit and a blessing for each and every one that will listen. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question to comment, please. We lost Jose. If Jose's still listening, call back. We'll pick you up. Love to hear from you. We're talking with Brian Kennedy today. Brian, we're talking about the bus. I call it the Vax bus, and what we'll be doing. There's a secondary purpose for people to contact and reserve a testimonial. Tell us about that secondary purpose being security.
The secondary purpose would be to vet anyone who is planning to come to the bus. Unfortunately, we live in a time where people would love to sabotage this type of event. So there will be a short vetting process to make sure that everybody is genuinely looking to share their testimony. So when you do go to childrenshealthdefense.org/contact the CHD bus, they will ask you your name, a short testimonial, and probably give you a call to make sure that everyone is here for a genuine purpose.
Right purpose, yes. Brian, we've got about a minute before our top of the hour news. We'll start on this thought. Do you believe individuals' constitutional rights have been infringed upon and violated over the COVID process in the past 2 to 3 years?
100%. And people lacking the knowledge of what constitutional rights, what God-given rights we already possess is the first issue. A majority of Americans weren't even able to recognize that we were being violated. Our bodily autonomy was being violated. Informed consent was being violated. So 100%, we were violated constitutionally, and that's where the fight should be.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. We're talking with the Florida Freedom Group today, Brian Kennedy. We're talking about COVID and after COVID what? Where do we go? What do we do after COVID, knowing that we're headed into a similar problem in the next few months? So hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Israeli warplanes hammer downtown Gaza City, the Israeli military has called up 300,000 reservists ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza. The terrorists are threatening to start killing their hostages one by one. The U.S. and Britain, France, Germany, and Italy are condemning Hamas. They've labeled its attack as an illegitimate, appalling act of terrorism. 11 Americans said to be among the 1,600 people who have been killed in the war. More Americans still unaccounted for. Special counsel prosecutors have interviewed President Biden in their ongoing classified documents investigation. And a House vote on a new Speaker of the House is scheduled for tomorrow. We have no word yet on a possible consensus candidate. On Wall Street, the Dow up 171 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, after COVID, what should we do? I've had a number of people, by the way, in the past 2 to 3 years saying, well, I took the vaccination, what should I do? How should I respond? We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. We have with us today Brian Kennedy. Brian is with the Florida Freedom Keepers, and Susan is here. Susan, before we take our next caller, take a minute, and we'll talk about after COVID, what? And for those that have had the COVID vaccination, many are worried, many are concerned, and rightly so. There's not any way you can take the vaccination out of your system, but what would be a recommendation? And of course, they need to see their physician to make sure that they're in health and can follow the protocol that their physician gives. But what would be a remedy that you would recommend?
Well, I'm actually a nurse, and I have gone to several conferences regarding this in the last 2 years. And it seems that the latest data is telling people to do this protocol, because you're right. Once it's in, it can't come out. Mm-hmm. There are heavy metals that are in that. I don't want to call it a vaccine, because it really isn't a vaccine.
A jab.
Mm-hmm. There are chelation treatments that you can do. It can't take out all of it. But these are the 3 things that they're recommending. Nattokinase, 2,000 units twice a day. And the natokinase, what it does, and I don't know if you've seen all the data about these young people having heart attacks,
right,
blood clots, mm-hmm, the natokinase actually helps dissolve the blood clots. Mm-hmm. So people that have taken the jab, they need to be taking this daily. So you'll do natokinase 2,000 units twice a day, bromelain 500 milligrams a day, and the bromelain actually is a, it helps reduce swelling in the body. It's very good with people that have arthritis, digestive issues, but they're finding out that it actually is a part of this protocol. And then the last thing is curcumin, which is derived from turmeric, and you want to do 500 milligrams three times a day. And the curcumin is really good about decreasing the inflammation in the body. So the goal is actually to keep your body as healthy as it could be, because there are several doctors out there that have proven that each time you take that shot, you're decreasing your immune system, mm-hmm, by 25%.
Attacking it.
So we need to do everything we can to increase our immunity so we don't come down with these other second-degree illnesses that, that
Is there a website or a site they can go to find that you've covered?
I am so sorry. I did not write that down. Okay, the wellness company, mm-hmm, and when we come back, I will have that information
that
for you.
That sounds good. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Hey, I hope you're doing well.
Susan. Doing good, doing good. I've also read some studies there where if you can get your body into a state of ketosis, as far as like water fasting for a 48-hour to 36-hour period, that actually as well rids some of the spike proteins and some of the other things that are just toxins within your body. Have you read anything that in this regard, Susan?
I actually am a big proponent of that, because it's not only for the spike proteins and everything else that we're being bombarded with. It is very good for our body, even if you have cancer, because what it does is it throws your body into that ketosis and cancer cannot grow in it. So you'll see a lot of alternative doctors using this as one of the treatments. But there's something else I did want to tell you. They are pushing the flu vaccine on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They've combined the COVID with the flu. So if you're going to the doctor saying, okay, I want my flu shot, be careful, because they are combining the two. If you have hidden, if you said, no, I'm not doing the COVID shot, I'll do the flu shot, guess what? You might be getting it anyway.
We're unfortunate with that. Jim, what do you say to that?
To be honest with you, I'm actually amazed that as many people fell for this ruse. When this first came out, the only thought in my mind is hold on here. This has not went through clinical trials there. I hear what they're saying, but my common sense is throwing red flags everywhere. And I look at my fellow man and I see that they have used literally propaganda to incite fear in people using the media and everything else. And this is my question to Susan and Brian, how are you guys going to fight that aspect? Because the hardest individual to try to convince of something is somebody that's been fooled or duped. They don't want to hear it. I understand the violation of civil rights, but it's a real hard thing to get underneath the skin and dispel fear and being swindled.
Well, Jim, I cannot agree with you any more than what you just said. I don't know if you heard about what happened when this vaccine, as I'm using air quotes, was being pushed through at the ACIP committee, which the ACIP committee is the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. The day before, they were going to have the meeting to push this through under the emergency authorization, Ron Johnson, who is the senator out of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. had the America's Frontline Doctors because there were so many physicians that were treating people and healing them of COVID. But if there was a treatment, they could not push through the emergency authorization. So even though all these doctors are on the front steps of the Supreme Court saying, people, you do not need to be afraid, we have a cure, guess what? The news censored it. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew anything about it because they hid it from the public. And then when they went to the ACIP meeting the next day, we have no treatment for it, so we need this emergency use authorization. Hopefully more and more people are coming around. My understanding is it's like our community is a third, a third, and a third. You've got a third of the people that it doesn't matter what you say to them. You show them so much scientific data, they're going to still do it.
Right.
Then you're going to have
some physicians.
Exactly. And then you've got the other third, those of us who said, no, this is so much wrong with this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fall for it. Then you had the third in the middle that were coerced by they were going to lose their job. They needed to see their grandchild. Mm-hmm. Those type of people who were coerced, that they said no. So we're hoping and praying that the two-thirds of the population is going to fight back if they try to pull this again, which we're hearing in rumblings in there in the future that they're definitely.
It's on the fast track, Susan. As I have read hundreds and hundreds of articles on it, Jim, you touched on the fact of fear, and we were just commenting about that. I'm looking at a headline that says plandemics are impossible without fear. Mm-hmm. The alternative media is doing their very best to keep the culture in fear, going with fake virus propaganda. And it's a full-page article. I'll read a paragraph. Perhaps the best way to describe what happened in 2020 and following that spread across the world is to describe it as a pandemic of fear. Because if the majority of the people around the world who were exposed to this campaign had not responded in fear, it would have just been another garden variety virus that they have tried to use to create fear every year prior to COVID-19, such as the bird flu, swine flu, Zika, Ebola, etc. Fear was the key factor that enabled most of the world's population to accept emergency orders that suspended the Constitution of the United States and allowed the tyrants to lock us down and then mandate experimental vaccines for this COVID-19 killer virus, end quote. Jim, other questions or comments you have for Susan or for Brian?
Brian? Not at this time. They must feel like they're holding candles against a marquee light right now, considering what's going on in Israel. I would like to add one thing to that. Whenever you and Kenneth were talking about it earlier, the Biden administration, when they first came into office, reauthorized the payments to begin again to the governing authority of the Gaza. And, of course, they used that money to fund Hamas and also at the same time make out payments to those that have passed away, giving their life for their supposed cause. I guess they call themselves martyrs for blowing themselves up. But Biden was responsible for that. The previous administration had cut all that funding off and was going after the Iranians as well. So I'll add that on top of what Kenneth brought up.
Jim, you're exactly right. The problem is we've had, through the Biden administration, lifting of all restraints, all restrictions, all the money flow that had been going to Hamas and Hezbollah through the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And as a result of that, we're seeing the crescendo with the death and the destruction in Israel. And I pray that I'm wrong, but based on what I see in the scripture, this is not the end of it. This is simply striking the match of what we will see with the conflagration throughout all of the Middle East, and it will spread on a global basis. And I believe through Ukraine, what we see now in Israel, and I believe within a short period of time, China will determine that America is weak enough that they can go against Taiwan, and we'll find that a major player in the biblical text, Revelation chapter 9, Revelation chapter 16, Daniel chapter 11, with China coming into the picture in the last days. So we're watching God's word leap off the pages and become reality, even through the Communist Network News having to talk about these events, which is literally talking about God's word. They're not calling it that, but that's what's taking place. So, Jim, all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, believe that the Lord is near of taking us out of this old world. Thank you so much for your call, Jim. Have a blessed day. Susan, I'm looking at a beautiful poster that you've done that we'll be posting in our church rotunda. It says, bus tour coming to Jacksonville. Children's Health Defense will be traveling to Jacksonville on their iconic tour bus to continue the needed work for medical freedom. Tell us about that. Tell our listeners about it. Brian spoke of it earlier. Tell us about where it will be, when it will be, and who's invited.
Awesome. Actually, back when the Vaxxed movie came out 7 years ago, Polly Tommy came up with this idea of having this RV that they went around the country interviewing people who've been vaccine injured or their children, people that have died right after the baby had their hepatitis B shot on day one of birth. And so many people don't know that that's being done. And so she would have people sign their names on the bus. It filled the bus up with thousands and thousands of names. Well, the bus died. It's now, it's an archive out there in Texas somewhere. And since all this stuff happened with COVID and all the problems with the people having to get the shot because they would lose their job, they ended up getting the shot, end up having a horrible reaction to it. Anything that happened to people with the COVID shot, they're actually picking up where they left off. And they're actually touring the whole country. They're going to be in Georgia before they come down to Florida. But you can actually go on to the childrenshealthdefense.org website, and you can see where they're going to be if you're listening in another part of the country. But in Florida, they will be here in November. And we're the first stop. And we are pleased to have them come. In fact, Pastor Youngblood is going to allow us to show the Vaxxed movie during the bus when people are outside being interviewed by Polly Tommy. Mm-hmm. And if you go on to the childrenshealthdefense.org, you can actually see where she's interviewing people to get an idea of what she's going to be doing, because we would love to hear your story. And when you sign up, I'll be the one that will be calling you and setting up a time. And we're looking forward to hearing everybody's story. We're going to actually have some vendors out there. So if you even want to come just to see the bus and kind of talk to people around, we're actually looking for a healthy food truck because we are all into being healthy. So we're looking for somebody having some type of a healthy food truck. We would love to talk to you.
If they know of one, how do they reach you?
We're going to use Brian's email. So here you go. Hold on a second.
If anyone has a healthy food truck option, you could definitely reach out to me at flfreedomkeepersbk@gmail.com.
Give that one more time.
flfreedomkeepersbk@gmail.com. If you have any options of a food truck that is a healthy option, please reach out, and we would love to.
You say healthy, you mean it's not a Big Mac or something like that?
Something that is intentionally health conscious.
Yeah. I understand. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about after COVID, what? What do we do? If you've had the shot, what do you do? If you're in a position that you have a job that they're requiring you to take the COVID jab, Susan, what's the recommendation for those that are working, whatever the job may be, and the boss, the company, the higher-up say you've got to have the COVID shot? What should a person do? How should they respond? What are your recommendations?
Well, we are lucky to be living in Florida, where our Governor DeSantis actually had bills written up and signed that no business here in Florida can mandate the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually go on to the health department's website and you can pull off a religious exemption. You don't have to have it signed by a pastor. They're not even asking you what your religious affiliation is. You will just sign it, turn it in, and they have to, by law, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that I would like to add to this. The law that Governor DeSantis signed, SB 252.
Tell us about that, yes.
Well, we actually had a bill that we had some amazing senators draw up this bill. It was SB 222, and it was all about medical freedom. It had nothing about COVID, but you could tell COVID was in it, that you don't have to be mandated to do anything against your will. Well, it got watered down to 252, and that's the bill that was signed, and that is just dealing with COVID. Now, Moderna, the mRNA vaccine manufacturers, mm-hmm. has now Marburg and Ebola vaccines ready to go. Don't know what that means, but you all need to be calling your House of Representative, your senator, and you need to be tell them, please come up with a bill that's going to protect us against anything that's going to be coming at us, because we don't know what they're planning on doing with the Ebola or the Marburg.
So what you're saying is that we, the people, so after COVID, what? One of those whats would be that we need to be active, proactive.
Yes, definitely.
And talking with our legislators, the House of Representatives here in the state of Florida, look up the one lady for your district, call them, email them, text them, say something about the Senate Bill 252, which was signed into law back in April. It is now the law, and it has a lot of loopholes in it. I've read the bill, 18 pages, and has a lot of things in it that is nebulous, and those that are involved in the carrying out the rules and the regulations of that, it could very easily misinterpret some of the intents that was in that law to begin with. So I challenge us to be active and be involved and to talk about it. Brian, what are your further thoughts on that before we take our next caller?
Yes, sir. 252 is a bill that could be, we could form it into be some solid Florida legislation. So it wasn't what it was supposed to be in the bill that was filed in 222, but because we live in a representative form of government, we do have the ability to amend such laws.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually done that multiple times in my career as a medical freedom advocate, going back to laws that are already on the book and having them amended or repealed. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What we would like to see is 252 not only be specific to COVID-19, but to hold the same protections for any type of medical intervention that would be pushed by a government. So that would codify constitutional rights for any type of intervention. And that's what we would like to see. Update, since our last time on your show, I was actually reached out to by a medical freedom advocate who has two doctors who are willing to author an amendment to 252.
Amen.
Sir. And it lays exactly out what I was just speaking about.
When you do that and get the verbiage of that in bill drafting, let me know. I'd love to talk about it with you.
Absolutely.
That'd be good. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good. Very good. I just want to say thank you to the gentleman and the young lady that's presenting this very vital information that's beneficial to all people, but more especially to the body of Christ, because, you know, so many are falling, you know, for this. I don't even want to call it a vaccine either, because it's not. I mean, it's not been a cure for anything. It's been more of a deadly weapon than it's been any help to any individuals. But it's just so many people out there that are underinformed or may not be informed at all that could benefit from this information that you're putting out there on today. So I would like to know if they're going to appear in this part of Georgia, which is the folks in Georgia area, or anywhere close. I'd like to pack a bus full of people so that they could attend and get a hold of this lot of information that's very important to all of us.
Pastor, if you could visit childrenshealthdefense.org, this tour bus is actually going to 60 cities, and I'm going to name off the Georgia cities, Savannah and Atlanta. November 3rd, the bus will be in Savannah, and November 12th will be in Atlanta.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
Then on November 14th, it'd be right here on the campus at First Conservative Baptist Church, and a prerequisite or precursor to that, I should say, November the 3rd, we'll be showing the VAX video in the sanctuary of the church, 7 o'clock. There's no cover charge. There's no ticket charge. It's an open invitation to come and watch the video and then line up to be here on November the 14th to participate in the testimonials of what you've experienced. You've been hurt, harmed. Someone's been, I call it tortured to death on the COVID CDC protocol. And to give your testimony and your information for that. And on that day, on November the 14th, the video will be shown in the sanctuary. For those who want to come, just walk in, sit down, watch the video, go back out and mingle with the others that will be talking with the ones with the bus. And I'm looking forward to it. I believe it'll be a blessing and a benefit and encouragement. So put it on your calendar, Pastor. Bring a busload, yes. Truckload, carload from your church and community down. It'd be a wonderful opportunity for them to be able to participate, and I think it will be an encouragement to our listeners and to each one that's troubled with some of the thoughts as to what has taken place and the potential of what will take place in the latter portion of this year and the early winter season. Pastor, thank you so much for your call. God bless
you. Thank you so much, and let's continue to pray for Israel.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question of the after COVID, what should we do? How should we respond? Now, one of the things, Brian, that I believe our listeners need to understand, you have a right to say no.
That's right.
Yeah, you have a right to say no. When a physician or a doctor or a hospital, a medical association says you need to take this shot, you need to take this pill, you have the right to say no. Talk about, for a moment, for our listeners, the information that a consumer, as you would call it, we would call it. You're in the hospital. You're at the doctor's office. They're saying we need to do this, this, or this. They're going to administer a shot. It is informed consent. Talk about informed consent. What does that connote?
Informed consent is a concept that has literally been around since the infancy of our republic. And informed consent means that anybody who is going to give an intervention must give the receiver informed consent about the pros and the cons, the benefits and the downfalls. So that falls right in line with medical choice. And we saw this over and over again during the pandemic where people were not given choice, specifically for the jab. The side effects and the adverse effects. The FDA and Pfizer and Moderna, they wanted to hold the clinical trial information for 75 years. They did not want anybody to know that they already knew that there were 10 pages of close to 1,000, if not more, adverse effects.
1,297.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There it is right there. They did not want people to know that. Therefore, they were not giving informed consent. Mm-hmm. They were forcing something upon the population and did not give people the pros and the cons.
Forcing it with fear to do so. Brian, in the last few moments we have on the broadcast today, tell our listeners how they can line up to be on the bus for the bus tour, for their testimonials, and what they can do to get in touch with you and or the organization.
Please visit us at childrenshealthdefense.org/contact the CHD bus. As we told Pastor a few moments ago, this tour will be going on in 60 cities across the nation. In Florida specifically, 11 cities. We will be here in Jacksonville November 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. First Conservative Baptist Church. Please come visit us, and we would love to see you.
Looking forward to it. Brian and Susan, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3.